Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're talking Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 6, The Open Road to Revenge. So much is happening. There's no Dial, but there's a lot of Dario, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Now it's a party. We had to dial it down a whole bunch of notches right before we went live, so strap in. Today is going to be a wild ride. The newly betrothed, James Frank, is of course enjoying the newly married life, so holding it down is two-thirds of your normal squad. Guys, this is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Season 3, Episode 6, The Open Road to Revenge, as my good friend Serge Tankian is letting you know about right now. I am Ty Matthews. You can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA, various other social media outlets and after shows, and of course, joining me, as this, always...
This music's making me so nervous.
We're super on edge right now. I'm kind of pumped up a little bit. Getting flashbacks to like 10 years ago.
Give me a sec, I'll bring up Scatman.
Ooh, yes!
Oh, that would make me
That's
feel good.
That's my favorite. Guys, the absolutely lovely and talented, you can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans, depending on how your brain works. You can find her on Snarled, at Snarled.
No.
In Snarled?
What's
the correct preposition there?
I don't know.
Grammar be damned, guys.
It's a YouTube channel.
This is Rachel Evans. Let me introduce you right as you take a drink.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I'm feeling all over the place right now. There's a lot going on, like, in my ears.
Sure.
There's a lot going on in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on in my brain.
Always.
There's not much going on with my feet right now. There's very...
Oh, that's about to change.
Wow. You were right. My feet are a-moving.
Rest in peace, Scatman.
What? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Why would I know that?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you know that?
Why do you know that?
He's the voice of our generation, Rachel. I don't know if you know.
The voice of a generation, maybe not ours.
Maybe not ours.
Voice of regurgitation, more like it.
Oh!
Thank you.
You popped Shao Kahn.
That's so spooky. That really does spook me every time.
Does it?
Yeah, for sure.
It's the best.
You know that I'm a little weenie.
You are.
I'm such a weenie.
Mm-hmm. But you love serial killers.
Love them.
Especially Albert Fish.
I'm not... Yeah, I love Albert Fish. Who... I can't say what he does because this is a family show.
Google it. Oh, not this one.
Well, still, this is even too much for this one.
Albert Fish is probably a little too much.
But Google him. He's disgusting and I love it.
It's the best. It's the best.
I'm scared of fake monsters, not real monsters.
Not all real monsters.
Not all real I am scared of all real monsters.
They're pretty terrifying.
Those are fake real monsters. Do you understand?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Cool.
We're on the same page, guys.
Yeah.
Tweet us your comments on our real monsters or fake monsters. Let's get into this episode.
No,
let's not.
Let's go home.
Let's talk some more about monsters.
I thought you were about to play something scary. And I was like, please don't.
Yeah, he's about to play us off.
Oh,
he's our own keyboard cat.
You said we were done, so I started to play all off.
Oh, I get it now.
We got to talk about some Lucha.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's talk about Dragon Azteca Jr.
I love Lucha Underground.
I know you do.
Okay,
that's
let's
why
watch
you're
it.
Here.
Yeah, no, let's watch it. I mean, talk about it. We already watched it. I've had a really long day, guys. I'm so sorry. This is how it's going to be this whole time.
Yep.
Okay, Lucha?
Have you heard this show?
No.
Well, let me tell you about a man named Dario Cueto.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's very moist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Dragon Azteca Jr. Let's start with Dragon Azteca Jr. He's backstage. He's putting on that dragon mask.
Yeah.
He says, I will fight with honor.
Talking to his poster.
Talking to his poster.
Like you do.
Because last week, he won a shot for revenge against Pentagon Dark.
What an upset.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the official heads.
I mean, it was an upset inside of the Lucha Underground world.
Sure. Sure.
Hey, put yourself there, right?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
Once again's a legend? Come on.
But Chavo Guerrero
has
other plans and just beats the holy piss out of him with a chair.
Can we talk for a second about that POV shot?
I was just about to get there.
Oh, thank Gord.
Right. Because, I don't know, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I don't fuck with zombies.
Well, come on.
Come on what? Come on you! You are wrong because zombies are terrifying. No, none more terrifying than those in The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead is a quality show, guys.
It's a great show.
But at the end of last season,
sure,
we were introduced to a villain named Negan.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know. But it seemed like that very same POV shot.
Except for they didn't have the eyes closing, did they?
They did a little.
Wow, I wouldn't expect
They had kind of like blood running down.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was very, very...
See, I like that. I wish there weren't zombies involved.
I'll show you just that scene.
If it were just humans killing humans, sign me up.
Just that scene is awesome.
No, I've seen that scene.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always in some sort of altered state, so I don't really remember it, but I for sure have seen it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But yes, Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is his name. Does an amazing job.
He's
amazing job.
Isn't he in,
he's in Watchmen.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm definitely talking about Sex and the City.
Sure.
Great. I'm such a Miranda. Ew. No, I'm not. Gross.
But they're very, very similar POV shots there.
Yeah.
When question mark was getting the shit beaten out of them by Lucille vis-a-vis Negan at the end of last season. Very similar POV shots. Very similar POV shots. And just... It seemed like it was the type of beating, if it had happened in the temple, it would be so excessive. Like, because it was stylized that way.
Yeah.
Like, when we cut back and we saw him and he wasn't just a bloody pulp of a person.
Well, I'm super happy that that's what they chose to do.
Mm.
Because if he were all bloodied, like, that was, I felt, that was really intense.
It
was like three too many chair shots.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I feel like that should have been minimized. But the amount that they went with, there should have been way more damage there.
The chair, such a motif in this episode.
It is. Good call.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. I watched it.
You paid attention. You
sure
did your
did.
Homework. Chavo Guerrero, he says, I'll be damned if some punk kid steals my chance for revenge. Goes in, just beats him to half to death.
Just like an old dude,
right? Ugh. Right?
God.
So on his way out, he passes by Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Who is none the wiser.
No.
But when he finds the aftermath of this beating...
Are we about to talk about that call, that cry to heaven?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Glory be.
Straight up. Is it Streetcar Named Desire that it's pretty much...
Oh, sure.
Right.
The oldest trope in the book,
absolutely,
you mean?
Absolutely. We get Rey Mysterio...
I love it.
...on his knees, eyes gazing at the heavens... Chavo!
You're tearing me apart, Lisa! So good.
If we could get, like, a temple-fied version of The Room...
Oh, God.
Starring,
Don't
like...
Don't we get it every week?
That's a good point.
I think we should stay tuned with the Rabbit Tribe.
That's a good point.
Oh, interesante.
That's a very good point.
Is that a word?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Sí, hay que muy interesante.
Ooh. Thanks for that.
But this is such an amazing line / take / scene.
It's great.
/ everything.
It's great.
Very good stuff.
It was fantastic. And Rey Mysterio has got... It's like he's never aged.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he's wearing a mask.
But you're right. It's not a mask that covers a ton of his face.
No, and you can see his face, and it's like he looks just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
How does he do it? It's because he's upside down so much, so all the blood's in his face, and it makes it, like, puffier. Like,
it's a mystery. He's the mystery king.
It's a Rey mystery.
He's the king of mysteries.
Is that what that means?
Rey means king.
I did not know that Rey meant king.
Yep.
Oh, that makes so much sense, because there's this place in Houston called El Rey.
Sure.
And their logo is
a crown. Much like this network.
I gotta call my mom.
Much like the network that this show airs on. Not this show.
I was like,
the
what?
The Lucha Underground, that show.
I'm so bizarre.
The show we're talking about.
No, disappointed!
Kevin, come on.
I pay very little attention to most things, so the fact that I am even in a seat right now is incredible.
Already a step ahead of the game.
Incredible. And I'm really glad that I found this out on air with you together.
Me too. We shared a moment, Rachel.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
There you go.
I love learning. Okay.
As you should.
Thank you.
As you should.
Like it.
Sadly, the Chimps are no longer our in-house band.
That was on my notes that I forgot to bring.
Was it?
I was super bummed that the Chimps were gone.
Yep, they could only last so long. Matt Stryker could only have so many simian-based puns.
Yeah, but I do really like this new band.
Slapback, bringing the funk.
Don't say that again.
That's what they're called.
I understand that.
And I love, because it's spelled SLAPBAK.
BAK.
And yeah. It reminds me of like wasn't there a toy called the Talkback? No, I'm thinking of Talkboy. Do you remember when like there was a shitload of toys in the early 90s that were all like predicated on the notion that.
Literally born.
I hate you so much.
I know. I am very young.
Mark, help me out here. Mark, are you listening?
Crickets for me.
Are you.
Yes, Mark.
Son of a
yes. Bitch. Sorry, you're all alone.
I hate you guys.
Sorry.
So much. There was a period. Thank you. There's a period where there was a whole bunch of toys basically predicated on the idea that, like, kids love espionage and they love spying on people.
That's so true.
Well, and that came. A lot of that was from in Home Alone. Kevin McAllister had a little.
I love Home Alone.
Giving me knowing nods. Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. He had that little. I think it was a Talk Boy. I'm pretty sure it was called a Talk Boy.
It was, but it had a C and a K.
Okay. I'm thinking of Yak Back. That's what I'm
what
thinking of.
What is a Yak Back?
Yak Back was like
a throw up into somebody's backpack because I for sure did that in middle school.
Jesus, did you really?
I Yak Backed once.
Okay, I had a Yak Back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh, wait, a real one?
That's a Yak Back. Yeah, see, yeah. Look at it up on our monitor.
It was a little handheld thing that had a button that said say, where you would record it.
And
oh,
I think I had one of those.
Back.
You see?
I think I had one of those.
You see?
Wow. Look at the stuff.
God damn it.
Wow, that's really crazy.
So, the point being...
I love learning.
Slapback is our in-house band.
Yeah.
They're bringing the funk. Whole lot of slap bass going on.
Oh my goodness
like,
gracious.
The most slap bass.
I love a funky band. I love a modern funky band. Like, imagine not being Parliament and then trying to sing funk music in 2016. That's some balls.
It is.
And I love it. I'm here for the fedoras. I'm here for the one token female singer.
There was a couple females in this band.
I only saw one lady, and she was getting it. Maybe I only saw. Maybe my eyes were only for her because she was getting it so hard.
Right.
She's doing a lot of like.
There you go.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
guys. If you're not watching the video version of this after show, tune in.
Mm-mm.
For moments like that.
Nah, man.
Not, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opening match tonight, we've got Dr. Wagner Jr. and Famous B.
And who else?
And, of course, the beautiful Brenda.
That's right.
Who always giving us gold. Every
Andy
single
Kaufman
week.
Andy Kaufman of Lucha.
She, like, the Bill Hicks of, like...
Bill Hicks, that's brave.
I know.
That's
I
big.
Know. She's brilliant.
She is. I was watching this episode with a couple coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain.
Were they familiar with wrestling at all?
Not at all.
Awesome.
And yeah, it was so fun. And I that seems facetious, but no, it was super fun.
No, yeah.
I love showing wrestling to people, especially
Lucha Underground.
Yeah. And I was explaining Brenda to them, and I was like, she's either like Andy Kaufman level genius or has like an IQ of 12. And I really think it's the former.
I'm pretty sure it's the former.
Yeah.
We've talked. So much about this.
Well, I'll talk about it every... It bears repeating.
No, it absolutely... No, I'm saying it, that's why.
Her performance, though it may not seem it, is so nuanced.
Right. It really, really is. Everything is very... Seems very... Every word seems meticulously chosen and crafted.
I wish I had that level of commitment to anything in my life.
I mean, you convinced a lot of people you were British for a long time.
That's true.
That's commitment.
Even that was only 6 months.
That's still...
It's too long.
To put on an accent...
That's way too long.
...is a very long time.
Oh, man. To be young, you know?
Shut
to have
up.
That kind of stamina. I remember it fondly.
So, in tag team action...
You know it's the Mac.
Ooh, thank you, Teddy.
Sorry, wrong show.
We've got...
Excuse me?
Dr. Wagner Jr. and Famous B teaming up to take on Masquerita Sagrada and Son of Havoc, yeah. who roll up in a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Mm-hmm.
Masquerita, wearing little goggles.
They just came from the open road.
Over his mask, of course.
Oh, the little goggles.
They just came from Son of Havoc's mom's house, where they were sharing pizza bagels.
Pizza bagels.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people forget that Famous B started as a competitor in the temple. And he had one loss, I believe, against Pentagon.
I sure shit did forget that.
Got his arm broken. Came back to get people famous, to make people famous.
That must hurt so badly, to get your arm broken.
I can imagine.
Oy vey. I've never broken an arm.
Me neither. I've never broken in anything.
Really? I've broken so many things.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I broke my nose like 4 times.
Well, you were a boxer.
I was a boxer. But it was so fun. Like, breaking your face is not that difficult or painful.
Mm.
Arms, I bet that was super painful.
Sure. I would love to not find out about any of that.
Well, okay, fine. I won't break your arm. Well, fine. Okay.
Twist my arm. I won't break your arm.
There was something there.
I love a dad joke.
Something there.
And a dad.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Great.
All right. Some awesome stuff here. Some double dives from Masquerita and Son of Havoc.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful assisted Rana on the outside with Dr. Wagner kind of tossing Masquerita away and then landing on Famous B into a beautiful Rana.
Yeah, it was good.
Amazing stuff from beautiful Brenda, of course. Like, it was as if she had just seen Dirty Dancing yesterday for the first time.
I think that might be the case.
Because we heard Put Baby in the Corner so many times.
And I don't know about you, but I had the time of my life.
You son of a bitch.
You sweet baby angel. No, I, my favorite, the Put Baby in the Corner thing was... intentionally hilarious.
Sure.
I don't know why these little things get to me, but when I saw Famous B was out of the ring, and he was all fogged up, and Brenda was, like, over fanning his face, and she was like, "You're better than this." And I was like,
I didn't catch that.
It's so beautiful. I paused it, and I was like, wow. Wow. That is some character
it's
work.
It's such a subtle little...
You're better than this. Just, yuck.
It's another one of those, like, Dario, like, you need to count faster moments where it's just, like, a little bit of real...
I'm slowly finding out that those are my favorite moments of Lucha Underground. The moments of, like, was that real?
Right, exactly.
Was that Holly?
Right. Was that Hollywood's Holly Maui?
Just looking at... Oh, God, I got confused for a second. I was like, Holly Meowie, not Hollywood. Hollywood, that's where we are. We're in Los Angeles in Hollywood. Wow.
You're putting it all together.
It's not a lot's making sense today, but I'm really trying. And thank you for being on this journey with me.
I agree with you, Rachel.
It all figured out.
Tonight she was pretty transparent.
Ooh.
I'm leaving.
Ooh. Well, good night, guys.
This has been great.
But eventually we get... from Masquerita, we get a huge springboard crossbody, an airplane spin at one point, just lifting Famous B up like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's all impressive.
And I was kind of glad because it seems like the fans are finally starting to turn on Famous B. Because it seemed like even after he turned on Masquerita, people were still really kind of into it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you just said.
Oh, boy.
People were being interesting in the chat, and I got excited about it, and then I realized, oh, wait, we're here, we're live,
we're
doing
this. We'll share it with the rest of the class.
Oh, no, it's literally nothing. They're just saying, like, where's the other guy, and what's good, and, okay. And that's it. That's really what I got distracted by, so please, I mean, it's great, I'm glad that you're chatting, but, like, also know that it's affecting my performance. It's like, don't be so selfish.
Jesus.
I know, I'm fully here now. I can't
my
afford.
Point,
I can't afford.
My point that I was making.
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Is that when Famous B first turned on Masquerita and became a Rudo, if you will, it seemed like people were still very much on board because the persona is so ridiculous and because Beautiful Brenda is so brilliant.
Yeah.
But it seemed like this time around they were finally kind of starting to turn on him. I think probably because of the involvement of Son of Havoc. perennial temple favorite.
I'm just very curious what this is leading up to, because it's been like a few episode arc.
Right.
Of this rivalry. What is it? For why?
I feel like, not to get into predictions too early, but I feel like we might be...
What was that for real? What was that?
It was just a it's just a little taste of the predictions jingle.
Oh my god, it sounds like a snake in my ears.
It's a little hissing cockroaches we keep in the earphones.
Am
it's fine.
I Medusa?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. So but the wrestler.
this is going to give me nightmares.
I think what it might be leading to is possibly a one-on-one match down the road between Masquerita and Famous B, yeah. where everyone's barred from ringside, and Masquerita can finally get some degree of revenge.
Okay. I support that, I guess.
I think it could also be...
I'm really not that excited by it, to be honest.
Son of Havoc testing out tag team wrestling and going, I need a better partner.
Brother of Havoc.
That's when we get Brother of Havoc.
Sure, sure.
I like that so much more. I'm sorry, Ty.
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry. At first, I didn't listen, and then I listened, and I didn't even like what you said.
You're the dirt worst, Rachel Evans.
And then Mark swoops in for the win.
God damn it. Eventually, we get a giant Dr. Driver, a Michinoku Driver, from Dr. Wagner.
His poor little neck.
Famous B pins him with the stethoscope. In a beautiful moment.
Yeah, that was great.
It was pretty good.
That was I give it to him for that. I'm very easily worked, and I will boo the heels and I will cheer the faces, and so it takes a lot for me to be like, all right.
You rarely even do that, though.
I rarely do much.
You watch very intently.
I do watch, despite what you might think of me on this show. I do love wrestling,
and you do pay a lot of attention,
and I pay very close attention to what I'm watching, but. It's hard for me to give props to somebody who's supposed to be the bad guy, because I'm like, you're the bad guy, and, you know.
You're better than this.
Yeah, you're better than this. But that was super funny.
It's great.
And I also like that he kind of made it a moment. He, like, he marinated in it for a second.
Did he?
Yeah, he shooed away the official, and he was like...
That face.
Well, I was just, you know, portraying Famous B to the best of my ability.
Well, you nailed it.
Thank you so much.
Next up, we get a brief glimpse, yet again, at the White Rabbit Tribe.
Oh.
TikTok.
Too brief.
How long is forever? Sometimes forever is just 1 second. What does that mean?
Well, forever is clearly two episodes because I am patiently waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Not patiently. I'm impatiently waiting. If this were 1985 and people still wrote letters, I would write a letter to Lucha Underground and be like, now please. But then it wouldn't even get there before the next episode. And like, what if they're there? And like, it might be obsolete.
Right.
So basically nothing matters is what I'm saying. I just want to see them so badly. I want to know what they're going to do. I want to know. I want just even a clue. Oh, it's working. Oh, shit. God, I'm such a...
It's like you set yourself up.
I'm such a, like, fan.
I love it.
Oh. I'm supposed to be, like, this beacon of education and knowledge for... No, I'm just a fan. Hey, there are worse things to be.
There we go. That's why this is my favorite show. Next, we get a couple matches made for next week. Of course, the return of Dario's Dial of Doom. We get a rematch between Prince Puma and Mil Muertes.
Thank God.
For the main event.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Right.
I think my yams every day. Yeah.
It is the season. Tis the season
to thank your yams. Never forget. Your yams need love too. I love Prince Puma. I also love the fact that his nipple looks so weird within those tattoos.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure, sure.
It's just like, nipple. It's just all tattoo and then just like, nipple. But I'm excited for that rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's going to win?
No, actually I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of that reaction right there.
But why not? Huh? What if they gave us something that we wanted? For once.
Right.
No, that's not true. Lucha's really good about
giving you what you need.
Wow. That's
deep. Like that song.
But if you try sometimes.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I know.
You got it.
You might find Puma might win.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the song goes, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. I'm very much looking forward to Dario's Dial of Doom coming back. Also, wait, we'll talk about this later, but, like, I can't wait to talk to you about this.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it because it's literally the end of the entire episode.
I'm very excited. Let's get to
sitting on it.
Gift of the Gods championship match. Sexy Star defending against Jack Evans, who cuts one of my favorite promos of the whole show before this match, saying after this match, he will not only be known as the Dragon Killer, but the Star Destroyer.
Yeah, yeah. He did very well. He did botch a line, but I forgive him.
Did he?
Yeah. He said, like, this will be your last match. You take flight. And I know that she's a flyer, but the way he said it, it's like, I know you didn't mean to say that, honey.
I think he was forcing a rhyme in there.
Oh, I didn't find one.
It seemed like it started out rhyming, yeah. And then it kind of lost the plot a little bit.
It seemed like it had rhythm to it, and then that's where it fell off. But I'm okay with that because he's my brother.
Sure.
Jack Evans.
Jack Sam Evans.
Jack Sam Evans or Jack Sam Vance.
Right.
Depends on how your brain works. Yeah, I really enjoyed this match.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed this. It took a while.
Right.
To get into. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, okay.
For sure. Was there more?
No, I'm waiting for you.
Well,
I'm just here.
One of the things that I got out of this match, and one of the things that I continue to get out of Jack Evans' matches, is that he's doing some of the best pure Rudo work in the temple. Like, the moment where he becomes a puppet working Sexy Star's mouth.
Oh my god.
Is such...
inspired.
It really is. He gets so creative.
Because it's really offensive.
It's super offensive. Incredibly so.
Yeah, I loved it.
And the fact that he basically cuts entire promos without the mic in the middle of his matches is pretty brilliant.
That's what I love. I mean, that's what, when you see that with any wrestler, you can see them speaking to their opponent, and you're like, what are you saying? You really mean it, don't you? I love it. I love it.
You love it. At one point, Sexy Star hits a gorgeous, gorgeous mafia kick, and Jack Evans sells it like he's in the Matrix, but like, no, let me take that back. He sells it like he's one of those little like puppets where you push the button and it just kind of
collapses.
Exactly.
It was beautiful, and it was a little, maybe a little over the top in the selling department.
Like everything he does.
Yeah, that's
I feel like that's everything he does.
That's true. But it did yield. I loved watching this with people who don't watch wrestling because when she hit that spot and he fell like that, I don't think if he didn't fall like that, they would have the reaction that they did.
Absolutely.
Because they were both like, oh no.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay.
Right.
Good job.
It's working even better on them than it does on you.
That's incredible. Because, like I said, I'm so easy.
Absolutely.
Yikes.
More good stuff. A widow's peak from Sexy Star. Just getting him up in that gory special. Dropping him down. What else do we got? PJ Black, representing the Worldwide Underground, springs in with the kendo stick. Starts playing air guitar on it to distract the ref.
And they appease him. The temple appeases. Mm-hmm. The temple's like, yeah, I got that lick for you. Come on, guys. And also, I found myself, every time I see PJ Black and Johnny Mundo come out together, I'm like, oh, the Mundos!
Sure.
Sorry, PJ Black.
Mundos.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
That
sharpest attacks.
You got it. Let's see. But as PJ Black springs in with the air guitar distraction, Johnny Mundo slides in with a huge, huge spear to Sexy Star.
Yeah.
But that's not quite the end of it. I love the look on his face as he's like shimmying under the ring.
He's like, ooh, hope nobody catches me.
Right. Like, he might as well be like hiding behind like a shrub.
Yeah, he's a sneaky boy.
He's a sneaky boy.
He's a real sneaky boy.
He's a slippery little snake.
He's a snake. He's a slippery snake.
Exactly. You got it. Jack Evans goes for that backslide with the jackknife bridge that he won with a couple weeks ago.
Then uses the ropes,
doesn't quite work out. Phoenix comes in, distracts the ref, evens the playing field a little bit. We get a low blow from Sexy Star using the kendo stick.
Ouchie.
And then a swinging fisherman's neck breaker for the win.
That neck breaker looked incredibly painful.
Yeah. It is the moss-covered, three-handled family credenza.
sounded like you just said a bunch of fake words.
That's what that move used to, that move literally used to be called that.
Well, when?
When Perry Saturn used it.
Oh.
Back in 2000?
Oh, that's not that long ago.
Originally, when Chris Jericho was doing his Man of 1,004 Holds routine with the big list in WCW.
How can you forget?
While every 10th move or so was an armbar, at one point he just made something up and he said the moss-covered three-handled family credenza. And when Perry Saturn went crazy and started talking to Moppy, he started using that move, and it was called the moss-covered three-handled family credenza.
Wow. You learn something new every day, and I've learned four things this one episode.
Right? This might as well be 4 days.
Oh, my God. Can I go to sleep for 4 days?
Yeah, you have.
Will you call my boss?
Aren't you your boss?
Yeah. I mean.
So I will.
Call me.
So, Sexy Star successfully defends the Gift of the Gods championship.
It's just another trios match.
Right, exactly. Right. Just different permutations of these people.
Sheen Phoenix. Ooh. Mm. Hello.
What about them?
They were getting real sexy.
Were they?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe not outwardly, but for sure they were doing some close touching. The subtext was very there. I can't believe that thank you to the crowd that's here.
It's like an episode of Saved by the Bell.
How am I the only one who saw that? And by the only one, I know that we're the only two people speaking right now.
Right.
So it's possible that somebody else saw it.
Sure.
I'm going to assume that I'm alone, though.
Mm-hmm.
I usually am.
Usually.
Yeah. That's all I have to say.
We're all figments of your imagination, Rachel.
Please don't say that. I freak out about that all the time. Sometimes, it's truly the Truman Show. Sometimes I look up and I'm like, is this real?
The answer is no.
That's going to mess my psyche up for a while.
Good.
Jesus. Anyway.
So, let's go to Dario's office.
Oh, let's.
El Jefe. So, Chavo comes in. Dario's on the phone,
yeah,
as he usually is.
Always
when
on the
when
phone.
We join him in his office,
doing business
with probably Lorenzo Lamas.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah.
He says that Dragon is not leaving the hospital anytime soon, so of course Chavo looks like he's getting what he wants. Looks like he's going to get plugged into that main event.
Chavo in his blanket.
He is wearing a blanket.
He's wearing a blanket.
Rey Mysterio has other plans, though.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in.
Passionately comes in.
Demands me versus this piece of shit right here.
Amazing.
Which is one of my favorite, low-key one of my favorite lines of the whole show so far.
Because, true?
It's just so, you're used to people being a little more creative than that, I think.
Oh, but that's which all
made
you
it,
need.
Which made it so refreshing.
Yeah, that's all you need.
This piece of shit.
Dario loved it, too.
Oh, for sure. He's at his most coked up during the scene.
He was getting very,
well, because...
Did you see him do that?
Was he playing bongos? Oh, I did see him do that, actually. Yeah. We get a very, very quick cut, little rapid fire karate fight.
Yeah. And he's like, ooh.
When he's presented with violence up close, no matter how used to it he is, Dario gets so pumped.
See, he's a fan, too.
Sure.
We have so much in common.
That's literally, in canon, that's the only reason Lucha Underground exists, is because he's such a fan of violence.
Dario, get at me.
So,
we have a lot to talk about.
Dario says we're going to have our churro and eat it too.
I did not catch that.
Did you not?
Oh my Lanta.
When he finally has his stroke of brilliance, he says that, Chavo can get a chance at revenge on Pentagon Dark. Rey can get a shot at revenge on Chavo. Everyone can be happy. He says we can have our churro and eat it too. And it makes it a three-way match.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. He's kind of the Marie Antoinette of Lucha Underground.
Let them eat churros.
Right. Just like Marie Antoinette said.
And he says, if all goes well, someone will be joining Junior in the ER tonight.
If all goes well.
Yep. So
I guess it did not go well.
It did not. Well,
we don't know.
I don't know.
We didn't see after.
We see.
Which is a major gripe I have with this episode.
We see the return of that chair.
Of the Mac? No.
Not of the Mac. Of the chair.
Mm. Not as good, but that's fine.
Not as good, but still a thing that returns.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big time. We've got a brand new main event for tonight. Three-way, Pentagon Dark, Chavo Guerrero Jr., Rey Mysterio Jr.
I also did not appreciate the way that he whispered into Melissa Santos's ear. Mm-hmm. It made me very uncomfortable.
And he was like, get your pretty self over here.
He said, bring your beautiful self over to me.
Yeah, I did not appreciate that. Like, she is a strong woman and has to hold her own against all of these big, disgusting men. And then also, who was it? Was it Stryker? Who said, ooh, I wish that worked for me? Come on.
Vampiro said that.
Oh, thank God. Because he, you know, of course he did.
Sure.
I thought Stryker said it. And I was like, come on, baby. You were the one.
It could have come from either of them.
I don't think Stryker would say that.
I believe the tape's a big difference.
No.
This is the monkey pun guy.
Yeah, he's the monkey pun guy. Not the creepy guy.
He's said so many lecherous things on commentary before.
Oh, that is really disappointing. God, how soon I forget.
Right?
Wow. I guess if somebody ever gets married to me, you could just cheat all you want. I'll forget it the next day. We'll get in a fight. 2 days later, what happened? Oh, God.
How was that?
Where's my brain?
Where is that? What do you think of this match? This triple threat match, our main event.
Rey Mysterio fucking killed it. Mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio was peak Mysterio.
Sure.
In this match. I really enjoyed it. Chavo. Whoa. Rey Mysterio killed it. I could have seen more from Pentagon Dark.
Right.
I would have loved to see more from Pentagon Dark. I was so excited to show my coworkers him come out. They were really spooked by his face. And I was like, great.
He's got perfect. A spooky face.
And they even saw a promo, not a promo, they saw a, like, recap of Pentagon and Prince Puma, and one of my coworkers was like, oh, I'm really excited to see him in the main event.
Right.
And I was like, great. And it just wasn't that.
It wasn't peak Pentagon.
I think it was, like, very elevating of Mysterio, and then forgot everything else.
Right.
Until he lost.
Well, it was another.
Spoilers.
It was another match.
It's an after show.
Yeah.
Right.
It was another match that I feel like it took a little while to kick in. But I think it did. I think eventually it did kick in.
It definitely got exciting.
Chavo, he brings out that chair, sandwiches it between the top and the middle rope. Chavo and Rey end up kind of inadvertently working together, drop toe hold into the chair.
Yeah.
We get a lot of recap with Rey and Chavo's history. Obviously, it goes back to the days of SmackDown and kind of that classic SmackDown 6 era, how they feuded over the Cruiserweight title. But also, it goes back to the WCW Cruiserweight division and things like that. And what else? We get a pretty beautiful back suplex, Eddie Guerrero style, from Chavo.
Yeah.
Of course, followed by the Three Amigos.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just so mad at Chavo right now that I was not impressed by anything he did.
There was some good stuff.
Nothing looked particularly hard-hitting.
Right. A beautiful Enziguri super kick combo from Rey and Pentagon on Chavo.
That was dope.
One of the things I love about three-way matches and triple threat matches is that the different kind of permutations that you see and the different ways that different styles can work together to join against the third man.
Well, that's what I felt like I was missing from this match was Pentagon style.
Right.
I don't know.
It didn't seem... Yeah, usually we see so much more ruthlessness, I think, and so much more viciousness.
Yeah.
We saw that in brief spurts. We saw the powerbomb onto the knee, which is always terrifying to watch.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And then the very end, what was his finishing?
So at the very end, Rey Mysterio goes to double up the 619.
Yeah.
Pentagon moves out of the way, hits Chavo in the back of the head, goes up top. Chavo knocks him off, gets hit with a super kick from Pentagon, and Pentagon grabs Rey off of the turnbuckles
into the
package pile driver.
Oh, that pile driver was so dope.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Definitely.
Like, him picking him up off of the... Oh, that was great.
It was good. It was a very good moment.
That got me. I wrote that down on my notes that I forgot in my car. But I did write it down.
You're getting there.
I wrote pile driver, and then I drew an emoji.
Which emoji?
It was this one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it was really great.
But then afterwards, Pentagon tries to break Rey's arm. Rey fights back, sends him outside. Chavo cuts him off. Sabu style throws the chair at his face, ties him up in the Tree of Woe, hits Marty Elias with the chair,
yeah,
and then just goes to town on his knee. with said chair.
I'm just so mad at him right now. And also, for some reason, the chair was not doing it for me this episode.
No?
No, no spots with, bar the first scene, no spots with that chair felt powerful to
really?
Me.
Really? Not even the throw to the face? That's always a favorite for me whenever
the
that happens.
The throw to the face?
If you can just throw a chair at someone's face,
yeah, it, was
it feels pretty awesome.
It was cool. Yeah, the throw was good. The throw was good. I'll give that. But anytime you sandwich it between the ropes, that doesn't do it for me.
No?
No. You're putting... Anytime you put it into the other person's hands, which is, I guess, why I like the throw. But every time you do something like you sandwich the chair, you're giving the power to the other person. And even if you're throwing that person into the chair, it is, at the end of the day, by their own will that they go into that chair.
You want a little more agency.
I need some vicious chair act. If you're going to be evil, be the most evil.
Be Dario.
Be Dario. That, should I get that tattooed on my face?
Yeah.
Be Dario.
100%. There you go.
I'm never going to sleep again.
Good.
Okay.
Our studio audience giving us a rousing ovation.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
That is episode 6, the Open Road Revenge. Not a lot. We got a little bit of revenge. A little bit. Hey. But it seemed like the villains kind of won out in their respective stories.
Yeah. I didn't see as much as I wanted to see this episode.
Right.
I guess that's good because I love it so much. I want more.
Leaves a want more.
Why can't we make this a 3-hour flagship?
Right.
Come on. Yeah, I wanted to see more. Oh, we didn't get a... This is what I was mad about. What I was talking about earlier. When yes. I was like, can't wait to tell you about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No end scene. No after credit scene.
No. I was pretty upset. Sometimes that happens. I feel like every maybe 3 or 4 episodes, there's just credits and then just the MGM lion.
I hated it. Don't do it again, guys. I look forward to that every week.
We need spooky stuff happening during our credits.
To be honest, it's just more Dario.
It's usually sometimes
Dario.
It's Black Lotus.
Yeah, oh,
with
yeah.
With her little ninja clan.
There's so much stuff that's going to happen still.
Lots happening.
This is so exciting.
Right?
I would have 35 more weeks.
We've got a long way to go until ultimately to Trace.
This is so
exciting. We hope you're going to strap in for the ride with us. We'll be right back here. Talking about episode 7, same bat time, same bat channel. Mark, will the newly betrothed James Frank be joining us?
As far as I know, he's returning next week.
Okay, cool. Full squad next week, maybe even a guest, who knows? But I hope you tune in to check it out. Remember, if you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. 5 stars if nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. Find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram. Let's all talk about Lucha and about our thoughts on chairs and whether this is all reality or if it's just the Matrix.
What's real?
But until then, Rachel, where can they find you?
Well, in the Matrix. Twitter or Instagram, and Instagram also that Twitter and Instagram at, yeah, no, I just malfunctioned.
Do you want to take it again?
No, I'm happy with that, how that went.
Check the gate. Moving on.
You can find me at Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans. Really depends on how your brain works. And also on the YouTube channel, Snarled. S-N-A-R-L-E-D, Snarled.
It's pretty amazing. They just hit 100,000 subscribers.
We just hit 100,000 subscribers, and people keep letting me talk about serial killers, and it is so dope. Right? So dope.
I enjoy that so much. Remember that shaka. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Throw up the shaka.
That's what's up.
Guys, you can find me online at Ty Matthews, PMA. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, PlayStation Network. Come play Mortal Kombat with me. You can find me on Mondays on the Monday Night Raw After Show, 8:15 p.m. Pacific Time. Or you can catch me on Saturdays on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, 4 p.m. That's Fight TV, Tough TV, Patreon, KDOC, U2 America. Check those local listings. Or if you're local to Southern California or if you're even visiting, come check us out every second and fourth Sunday of the month. Completely free, 3 p.m. Ocean View Pavilion in Port Hueneme. Get some wrestling in your head.
You're really doing a lot.
Right?
You really got a lot going on.
I mean, just a lot of wrestling, guys. Oy, every the day, boy. There's some sort of wrestling.
Never leave us.
So get it in there. Watch Lucha Underground. Watch us. Let's all talk about it. But until next week, guys, viva la lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.